drone strikes are the big issue holding up the nominee to lead the CIA. So where do we stand on targeted killings? And when might John Brennan's nomination move forward?
Fox News Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge joins us now. Hey, Catherine.
Thank you for having me.
So where are we on the legal memos that justify the targeted killing of Americans who are suspected of being part of Al-Qaeda?
Well, based on our reporting here at Fox, we know that there are 11 memos. Seven have never been provided to Congress. Four have been provided, but only on a limited basis. And the chair of the powerful Senate Intelligence Committee, Dianne Feinstein, told Fox News today that she's been assured that the remaining memos will be provided by next Tuesday. Tuesday is a key date when we expect a vote on the president's pick to run the CIA, John Brennan. Now, we went to the White House. The White House would not confirm or deny this to be the case, but added that they felt it was unacceptable for lawmakers to hold up these nominees on what they described as unrelated issues. The lawmakers will say that the White House has been blocking their fundamental right to provide congressional oversight.
Now, where is the opposition coming from on this nomination?
Well, what's interesting in this particular issue is that the opposition is really clearly bipartisan now. We had a hearing on the Hill this week with the House Judiciary Committee, and the chairman and ranking member both questioned whether the Obama administration's expansion of the drone campaign to the killing of American citizens overseas was consistent with the Constitution. And more significantly, we have at least on the Senate Intelligence Committee two Democrats, I would call them swing votes, really, who have been pressing the administration for the release of all the memos. And late today, Senator Mark Udall told Fox News in a statement that he was really urging the White House in the strongest possible terms to provide any and all documents before this scheduled vote Tuesday.
So what does this mean for John Brennan, the president's pick to run the CIA?
Well, the head of legislative affairs for the ACLU here in Washington said to Fox today that if this vote does not go forward Tuesday, they believe that the Brennan nomination may be in some real trouble. It's been pushed back a couple of weeks. And next week, we've got another series of events, which is probably going to add fuel to the fire. On Wednesday, the Attorney General Eric Holder is before the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is a standard oversight hearing, but you can expect that he will be pressed by both Republicans and Democrats on the drone issues and why the administration feels that it has the legal authority to target American citizens overseas.